Advocates who work to legalize medical marijuana in Massachusetts are frustrated over its limited availability as the fate of the first proposed dispensary in Springfield remains in limbo. By a 3-0 vote, the Health and Human Services Committee of the Springfield City Council sent back to the full council with no recommendation a negotiated agreement between the city administration and the developer of a proposed medical marijuana dispensary. Councilor Adam Gomez, the committee chairman, said he remains opposed to a provision in the agreement that would allow the developer, Hamden Care Facility, to operate in the city without competition for a period of time.
I understand that we need this to move forward, but the host community agreement needs to make sense.
The proposed host community agreement for the city's first medical marijuana dispensary first went to the city council in late June and was referred to the Health and Human Services Committee, which held two hearings. The agreement will be back on the agenda for the council's August 15th meeting. Several councilors, including Council President Mike Fenton, have voiced objections to providing Hamden Care with a monopoly. Gomez said he does not believe one dispensary can adequately service Springfield. He points to Worcester, a city only slightly larger than Springfield, where 4 dispensaries are planned.
This is something that I particularly have looked into. I know it, and honestly, I'm knowledgeable, and having just one is not going to benefit the city of Springfield.
Frank Antonucci, a lawyer for Hamden Care, said the company is willing to reduce the proposed 10-year exclusivity to a 5-year period, but that would also reduce the annual payments offered to the city.
We've come up with that proposal. We're prepared to put that in writing and incorporate that into the agreement, which, as I say, gives the city some more flexibility and oversight with regard to our situation, and at the same time gives us some security for the investment we're making, that it's economically wise.
The annual payments to the city include $50,000 earmarked for the police department to cover additional public safety expenses tied to the dispensary operations, plus a gradually increasing percentage of the dispensary's gross revenues, which are intended to help mitigate any impacts on other city services. City Solicitor Ed Pakula urged councilors to accept the new deal.
The time frame involved changes the cash flow, changes the present value of money, changes the dollars that they can afford to pay. From our standpoint, does it cover the impacts that we anticipate? The answer there is yes.
Nicole Snow, executive director of Massachusetts Patient Advocacy Alliance, a group that campaigns for safe access to medical marijuana, said she does not believe Springfield City Councilors are deliberately trying to prevent a medical marijuana dispensary from opening.
It does seem that the host agreement negotiation is the obstruction.
Massachusetts voters overwhelmingly approved medical marijuana in 2012, but just 7 dispensaries have opened in the state.
That was one of the things that we wanted, was a dispensary open in every county in the state, and access is not widespread as it was initially intended.
The first medical marijuana dispensary in the city of Boston opened just this week. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.